Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
And we're live again.
Yo, if the FBI try to get us on this one, I'm saying like, look, I'm not listen. If you know who we are, you know who we are. Episode 108. Yes, you know what Alias is. We're just gonna get straight into it. Judas and the Black Messiah. We have to not cook this film, but we have to get into this.
In the building.
We have to get into this film.
Black Mamba Dove in the building.
Carl Sanusi, big 2L in the building. Don Corleone, the one and only.
Nah. I told him this.
LL Cools.
Yezarski
means
two Dems in the building.
No man, let him know.
Yezarski,
we are awake.
Yezarski. I'm a bit more perked up though. Actually, I'm not gonna. I can't cap.
The longer you pod, the more you get into. I'm still deaf. We are good, man.
We're recording two episodes in one day, and we're gonna spit them into.
Or are we?
Boom.
We're definitely splitting them into two. Don't listen to him.
Yeah. We're gonna split this.
I'm gonna just. I can.
Oh God. What was the first topic?
Judas and the Black Messiah, King.
Yeah.
I guess it was more so just stand-up performances. So to give it context, I watched Judas and the Black Messiah, and I thought it was a phenomenal movie. And I was thinking to myself, what movies have I seen where there's been a specific actor who is just given a standout performance? Because I feel like, well, in that movie, there was two. Obviously, Lakeith was like he was phenomenal in that movie. I'm not gonna lie to you. He was absolutely fantastic. And I've never seen a character be so down bad like that.
Every decision he made had a reaction and it was not in his favour.
Do you know what killed me? One of the scenes where he was in the car, and like he just finished like beefing the man and he's bare hyped up. But then as he's driving away, he just starts smiling, innit? You just see him like he's just acting normal because he really this is all acting, my man. Like you don't care about none of this shit. And he acted it so well. Like, I feel like, again, I was saying this off air, like, I don't get why they made them both supporting actors or they submitted them both as supporting actors. They should have just gone on a limb and said, either Daniel or Lakeith, one of you, we're going to put you as male role, as opposed to being both supporting. Because I feel like, The movie was from his perspective.
Maybe the Oscars has their own sort of like reasoning. I know.
You don't know who the main character is. It could be Keith, or it could be Daniel.
And I know that studios put people forward for particular categories, but I'm sure they must have their own rules. Like someone was in the film for X amount of time. They did X amount of things.
There has to be a criteria.
They probably both fit the criteria. So the studio was like, "All right, double our chances. We're definitely going home with the
I'm going home with something.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I'm from around the way.
The film was done in two different perspectives.
Yes.
So of course you knew there was a snitch and you knew there was the savior basically.
That's got to be the worst case of a snitch I've ever seen in my life. Like, Takeshi looks light compared to this.
That's your legacy, bro.
He committed suicide very shortly after.
Yeah, and you can see in the video,
shortly after the documentary, I believe.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, after the documentary, didn't it?
Yeah. Otherwise, in you, because I don't know. Like, you watched Snowfall.
Yes.
And then, spoiler alert, but basically, his dad had to kill his brother because they found out that his brother was snitching. Either his brother, I think it was his brother.
Yes.
So he had to kill his brother Because if they didn't kill his, if the dad didn't kill his brother, they won't kill him. They'll lynch him. Mm. Bro, snitches. Back in the day, they
on during that period, like Black Panthers,
especially. Boy. Like, it's we're trying to grow as black people, and then you are the one who is trying to destroy us.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. And I think, like, you know, to know that he was 21 years old, like we were saying, is fucking ridiculous. Like,
America, it's, oh, man, when you really look at the history of that country, it is disgusting, man. You, man, are, I don't even know, man.
It's crazy. What other movies have you guys seen? Where you've seen an
obviously,
incredible performance,
one of my favorite films of all time, The Dark Knight. Heath did his thing, he cooked.
We'll never see anything like that.
Nah, no way.
I could say Django with Leonardo DiCaprio.
You can't tell me that guy was not racist in that movie.
After that, I started questioning. He was too comfortable. Like, you practiced this in the mirror.
Supreme racism, bro.
He was supreme racism. He was great in the film.
Leo has too many. When that boy cooks,
don't even talk to me.
He cooks.
Fucking Wolf of Wall Street. He was getting busy.
Would you say
he was cooking in that movie? Cooking. Jonah Hill was cooking in that movie as well.
Jonah Hill, definitely Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill was cooking in that movie, bro. Jonah Hill has got a few, man.
Jonah
I ain't gonna lie, fantastic. That boy was cooking.
Absolutely fantastic.
22 Jump Street for me with Jonah Hill, you know.
Cooking.
Cynthia died for our Cynthia's. He's a dumbass, man.
Absolute idiot, bruv.
There's so many throughout history.
Denzel and Training Day.
I don't think Training Day is a great film.
It's not.
I think it's actually a bad film.
It's him. That was just a Denzel masterclass.
It was just a Denzel showcase.
All right.
I don't like this, but it's bullshit and it entertains me. So you entertain me.
He's the best. I'm putting cases on all y'all. You bitches. You gonna do this to me?
Ding dong.
Even an American Gangster as well.
You shot me in the ass.
American Gangster alone, just for the fucking piano seed,
bruh.
Boom, boom.
He put
my killing me in C minor.
Yo,
he put him in the spliff. Everyone was just watching, like, yeah, goddamn.
But he
you ain't have to do him like that.
Honestly,
he really lived that cooking. Though. Like, he lived that character. But then some people say that Denzel Washington is that guy.
Probably.
Say a word.
Wouldn't surprise me. No, because...
Is he tapped?
He has to be tapped.
Apparently he is tapped because Leonardo DiCaprio basically said, yeah, I think he does it for real. Like, he's really that guy.
Mm.
But according to him, and like sometimes if you watch his interviews, he'll even say it himself, he'll say like, yeah, like half my friends, they're in prison. Like, they didn't change their life. They didn't want to do anything special or anything like that. They're just in prison, or some of them are dead. And it's like, this is where I grew up, and this is exactly what happened. This is what I did.
So I'm trying to think of some other performances.
He never says what he did. He just says these are the kind of guys that I grew up around.
Right. On GD?
On BD.
That's for the samples and whatnot.
BD.
Guys, listen, BDs and GDs, listen, we definitely respect you. It's just a joke. Please. We don't want problems.
Can we think of any other performances?
It's a good question, man. There's a lot, man.
Does it also count like people who actually become and embody the role over a period of time? Say, for example, Robert Downey Jr. with Tony Stark.
Yep, that's just fantastic casting. Fantastic. And someone who he grew as he done that role.
Yeah, you can't 100%. Even recast him, man. I'd be saying I am Iron Man for no reason.
I'll say legendary. Tom Holland, to be honest, Tom Holland is like he's a very good Spider-Man.
He's a
great
Spider-Man.
We discussed about how. There's different Spider-Mans, different types.
What about MJ? I feel like MJ should know. Oh, my best friend, Ned. Shut the fuck up!
Yeah.
Of my life. Shut your mouth. what's his name? What's the Benedict Cumberbatch when he was Sherlock. I thought he did that role really good.
I didn't see it.
He was acting his ass off. Tom Hardy in Peaky Blinders.
Really? What'd you say?
I thought that role... person he acts as is like he kills me every time he's on scene. Like he's such
a presence
as that role. I forgot
but
the
Tom
name
Hardy's
of the guy.
He's such a world class actor. You know
Fantastic
what I mean? Like
actor,
he really becomes the role that he's in. if that makes sense. To the point that he's very good. If I'm a director, I'd want to hire him because he becomes a blank canvas. I think the best example of that is like Mad Max, where it's just...
Yes.
Which is a phenomenal film.
That movie is nuts.
It's one of my favourite films. Just because, like, it's so visually appealing as well. And 90% of it is actually not even CGI. It's mostly, like, they actually did it, if that makes sense.
Really?
Yeah.
That's mental.
Very, very little to no CGI.
That's fucking mental.
But it's a phenomenal film, man. And Tom Hardy gives a great performance in that. I mean, yeah, he's clean.
What
absolutely.
Film do I actually rate?
Him in Legend. You know when he plays the two Kray twins?
I've not seen the movie, but...
Oh, my God.
I have to see the film.
You have to, man.
I hear it's good. I'll definitely watch it. I hear it's good.
A shootout is a fucking shootout. It's one of my favourite, like...
Like a Western.
Yeah, precisely.
Yeah.
It's one of my favourite, like, old school Brit gangster sort of films. Yeah, man.
I need to watch it still.
East End stand up, you know what I mean?
Come on, dog.
You already know what time it is, for real. Them sides there.
Back to Denzel Washington in The Man of Fire.
I can't believe that film is 2.5 hours long.
Don't feel like it, boy.
My point was it feels like it.
Do you think so? Maybe I watched it too long ago to...
Yeah,
to know, but
that's when Homegirl was everywhere. She was in everything. You need a little girl to be in the film? I'll do it.
That's your job.
Out. Yeah. Dakota Fanning.
Who else, man? I'm trying to think. It's actually a hard question. I genuinely think about it.
It's hard because it depends. You can look at it both ways. Did say the person give a great performance in that particular role? And then there's also they grew into it sort of thing. Like, I think Daniel Radcliffe as Harry Potter. Say whatever you want about like the first few films, them kids couldn't act to save their lives. But as the series grew, I think they molded very well into the role, to the point that they gave some really great performances. I think Harry Potter 3, Prisoner of Azkaban, when he's doing up Expecto Patronum.
Saying it from his heart, bro.
For real, Dart, he was calling. My man thought his dad was going to come save me.
You know what? You might hate
Don't save him. He don't want to be saved.
What you say, you man?
Tyreek.
Who?
Tyreek. Honestly.
Ghost son, yeah?
Ghost son.
Oh, come on, man.
Nah, honestly, because he's not that individual, really, in real life, but he's created a character where it's like, you are a prick. You are...
I mean, to the point he was hated, I don't think he could be outside.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if people are invested that much, that must mean... The way you act,
you've done a good
you've
job.
Done a
yeah,
good
I
job.
What you're saying. Very good saying. Job.
Donnie
yeah.
in Game of Thrones. So that's the same thing.
A lot
guy
of
who
them
plays Joffrey. Fantastic. The guy who played Reek, not Reek, the other Don. Reek.
Bastard as well, isn't it?
Yes, he was like whatever the Don's name. This is how much I've.
That's how bad
Game
it
of Thrones
was,
out of my brain, but. That role was fantastic. He played it so good.
I think Joffrey's a prime example, man. It was. Everyone hated him.
Yeah, 100%.
Everyone loved to hate him as well.
You know what? Jamie Foxx in Ray.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree. I had one and it just left my brain. It was really good as well. Fuck. Who's the guy who... What's the name of the guy who plays Scarface? Godfather. Was it Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
Bro, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
Scarface, that's just fucking... like
Homeboy that plays Falcon is Tupac.
I hate this podcast so much.
I'm too tired to find it that funny.
You see me, yeah, being well serious, say Al Pacino, yeah, and my man says the dog. If I slap,
now that performance is terrible.
Oh my days.
My man put a bold cap on foot. Yeah, I'm cooking here.
Bloody hell.
Listen, man. There's some masterclasses out there, bro.
Did you guys watch The Irishman?
I did not like it, man. And give me my time back, for fuck's sake. I thought they were going to get busy. 3 hours. Oh, come on, man. Who's okay in this shit?
Who's in it?
I don't know.
Robert Pattinson's in it, isn't he?
What?
Irishman, is he not?
No,
I'm talking about the... Oh, there's another movie that came out. Similar time
Listen,
frame.
Adam Sandler in fucking when...
The jury film.
One of the best performances I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hidden gems. Uncut gems.
Yeah, uncut gems. Yeah, it was crooked.
That's one of the best films I've ever seen in my life, man. I was on the edge of my seat. I was, because that's when we used to travel into work. I was watching it on my phone. People must have thought I was going through it. Like, every second something is happening. It's so fast paced. Like, I feel like I'm with him on this journey. You know what
I
mean?
He was cooking in that movie. He was absolutely cooking.
And he portrayed a character. Like, we've never really seen him be that character. Do you get what I'm saying? And this is a fantastic role. It's just like...
Yeah, he cooked.
That was dumb, man.
He cooked.
He punched The Weeknd.
He punched Abel in the face. Yeah.
For real?
Come on, dog.
After we sing in the morning. Do you know, like, if Abel sing in the morning, I ain't interrupting.
Come on, let him do his thing,
Let him cook, man.
Let that boy cook.
That's a really good topic, actually. I enjoyed that.
Mm. Yeah, nah.
Can anyone think of any more?
Yeah, man.
There must be some other.
Yeah, and people are going to be screaming. How do you, man, not think about this one?
This person, yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, it's a bit. Well, we've given you now 2 weeks more to watch this, but have you watched Squid Game?
I have not.
I have not watched it.
Is it like. Is it that good?
It's on my list. I just haven't got around to it.
Is it as good as people are making out?
Oh, my gosh.
Don't give us any spoilers, though.
I think I'll get around to it.
All right, so basically, at first. We were just sitting down with the family. We were just watching it.
What, really?
Yeah.
Subs or no subs?
Subs.
Subs. All right then. Wait, like, what?
Subs and dubs, mate. We're listening to it and we're reading it.
I'm definitely putting the English subtitles on that, man.
But basically, we're just watching it with the family and like we were just starting to watching it. We weren't really like inclined. We're just like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah,
and then I see a certain man get slapped up. This is getting to like the whole thing, innit? And then the next thing, everything just looks visually pleasing.
How long is an episode, by the way? Just before,
like maybe an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, it's visually pleasing. I'm thinking to myself, these colors, different stuff, this and that. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, "Yeah, let's play a game." Yeah, and then the next thing, boom. I'm like, "What? What's going on here?" And then you're like, what's going on? And then the next thing, I can't explain it to you.
Don't. We'll watch it. Because I've seen it all over Twitter. And it looks like it's one of them ones that's going to capture the people. So I'll definitely give it a spin.
The second season, the last episode, like the way it gives intention for the next season.
I hear that.
Oh my gosh.
All right, cool.
Nah, it's
say less.
It bangs.
I'm definitely gonna watch.
And then
it.
You
it's
see, like, you just see characters evolve.
Mm.
Like you genuinely see some characters. They hide it in themselves, and they show themselves towards the end. And some other characters, they become something else in order to get to where they need to get to.
I hear that.
Listen, man.
And
no, I'm here for it.
The Koreans are cooking, boy. They're making good content.
Oh, it was amazing. It would honestly, I'm saying it's actually amazing. But then again, I need to watch Money Heist, to be honest.
Were you disappointed? I'm really trying to get through it, man.
That's how I feel about Money Heist at this point.
Probably the first season was fantastic. Welcome. Yeah.
And then after that, it's just like...
You can only really stretch out that story so much, man. You did the heist. So what the
how
fuck
many times do you need to go back into a bank? Bro?
Yeah, I hear that.
It's at that point. I finished the most recent season. And I'm just watching it because I've... You know when you just...
Yeah, I know.
Don't
you
want
just
want
to see the end.
Yeah,
I hear that.
It's not a good show at this point, in my opinion, but...
Okay.
I wouldn't say not watch it. Like, I'd recommend it, I guess.
I just want to be inclined.
It's very dramatic.
The conversation and stuff like that. So
It's alright. It's nothing to scream and shout about. You finished Sex Ed, haven't you? Have you? Sex Education.
Yeah, man. Hey, yo. Who's ever creating or is behind Sex Ed? I'm talking to you. Ruby and Otis? My God.
Ruby.
Hey, Mimi, come on, man. Let's have a conversation.
Yo, what are you trying to get into?
Cannot believe it. I can't believe he fumbled the bag in that manner.
I'm going to ask E-Man this. E-Man, if you're with a girl, and you're in a relationship, things are going fine, they're great, early days.
Yeah.
The girl says, oh, I love you.
Right.
But you don't feel the same way.
Early days. Yeah.
What are you going to say as same. A response?
Man, I said same. God damn. He's the problem.
So you're not going to say I love you
right
to you,
now,
you're just going to say
sorry,
same.
I don't know what's going on with the camera at the moment, but I'll try and fix it. But if it's a big problem, it's a big problem. If it's not, then sorry.
Visuals, no visuals.
Yeah.
You'll see us.
I'm really trying with
if you
this.
You see us, you see us. You don't.
Yeah, same, man.
you'll say literally, you literally say same, or same. Would you say I love you too?
Same.
You're just gonna say same.
Same.
You might as well say scene.
I don't think there was nothing wrong with same. That. Like, he could have just gone, yo, chill. Like, let me get there. Like, I'm not saying I can't ever be there, but what are you doing?
Schoolboy errors.
Same.
To go back to Maeve. This guy's sick.
What's happening? What's this?
He had the baddest girl baby in the UK right now. And he went, oh man, I can't even explain it.
There's a show on Netflix called Sex Education, which is based on a fictional high school.
Right.
There's this nerd in the school. I say he's a regular average Joe guy.
Yeah. Maybe me the artwork advice. For this week.
And then he manages to bag the baddest girl in the school. They're just having sex. Bears. But then they actually end up like liking each other.
And getting into a relationship.
Become boyfriend and girlfriend. And then she falls for him quicker than he falls for her and says to him...
Nah, he didn't do anything wrong. But how do you drop that?
Listen, sometimes in life you've got to play the game. You should have said, I love you too, boy.
Not for
Maeve. How old are
not
they?
Not for Maeve.
In the
actual in show? They're in secondary school. Let's say you're 11. So 16.
Oh, that's minor.
Maybe
man.
Slightly older.
Oh, they're high school, actually. Yeah, you're 13.
Yeah,
that's minor.
No, lie, bro. Lie through your teeth. What, with a girl like that? Yeah, I love you too. Shit.
No way.
Fuck what, you,
what
mate.
What are we even talking about, man?
Wait, she's a bad one.
It's not even. She's that. Oh man, I was down tremendously.
This guy, that's his old thing. No, she's nice though. She's nice.
And she said, "I love you," and he's just like, "Yeah." That's
he said,
nice.
"That's nice."
Old tight, innit?
Minor, man. I don't
play
know,
the
man.
Game
to be honest, I have to be there to live it. But
man said same.
Do what you got to do, man.
Yeah, I love me too. Imagine saying that.
I hear it,
and if I'm not feeling it, I'll be like, yeah, man, same. I just say you love it. Why? Why do I say
if you
I
say
you?
Same is probably worse than saying it. That's nice. Because same doesn't even mean you're saying I love you.
But to be fair, if someone said...
You could even turn around and say me too, but like...
Nah, but I'm not even surprised. Like, okay, I don't know how to process this in this moment. Like, that's a mad thing to hear. Let's talk about it in person when I see you next.
Yeah, but you're saying...
you're trying to rationalize. Women will cook you.
No.
When you say any kind of response other than I love you too, you're going to get cooked.
You're saying...
It's the game, dog.
You've been doing this for... You're in
they're
the
not
early
going
days.
Out for long, though.
No, you're in the early days, but you're not sure. Is it you're not sure or you're not feeling it? You're just there for
he
the
wasn't
beat.
Sure.
In his instance, he actually loved somebody else. So he was playing himself anyway.
I don't even know if you really love that girl. It's me.
Same.
Ruby or Maeve. Same. What are we talking about, man?
Same.
Like, what are we actually talking about?
Oh, that's nice.
Listen, dog.
Same.
It's clear as day to me that...
There was no comment. I know what... his eyesight might be worse than mine.
Oh, that's funny as fuck.
Sad times, man. I couldn't
Listen,
believe it when
like,
I saw it.
You liking it. Nah, it's not always about looks and that. You get me?
That's a bag fumbled. What do we even talk? Like,
I'm trying to
justify this.
I was fuming with him.
Jordan
4s
or Jordan 1s, man.
Come on, dog.
I've got more than one.
I've got the Jordan 6s.
All I need is
Jordan Woods.
I actually have all three.
Yeah, Jordan 4, Jordan 6.
Nah,
Jordan
man. I couldn't believe what I saw in that episode.
Honestly, he's crazy.
But you know what? Oh, it's do your thing, man. If you want Maeve, you want Maeve. What were you going to do? How can we stop you? It's a TV show at the end of the day. It's not even real life.
You is coming back.
But I don't see where that goes, you know.
That's another one that will suffer from...
Oh, Netflix for a season.
Netflix, you know, running it off its...
Because I don't see, like...
Off the rails.
Oh, man, I don't know. It's a good show, though. It's very entertaining.
It's because that Don is just down bad all the time. that's why that show is funny to me.
How are they trying to do a season 2 of Tiger King? It's done.
Oh, get out. I ain't watching that shit, man.
I quite like Tiger King.
First season was fine, but what are we talking about here? Mm. For a second season? Why did they give... for this, what's it? The first season of You. Why are they giving that man a baby?
He's a despicable human.
He's the worst.
He's a serial killer, surely. How many bodies has he got?
A few still.
Nah, I can't. I mean...
He's... Yeah, yeah. Have you watched the show?
Tiger King.
No, You. On Netflix.
You recommended me this.
Have you not watched it?
Nah.
You will love this show, bro. This guy is just... He's just the worst.
He's a dumbass.
He's just the worst human being. But it's just strangely, like, entertaining to watch.
Okay.
He's like a... I say he's a serial killer, but he's like a stalker slash.
I mean, call a spade, that motherfucker is a serial killer.
He's just fucked. But sociopath. It's very interesting to watch because
he's a well-behaved sociopath.
Yeah. Okay. Like, and he acts like, he acts bare normal to everybody he sees, but once he's off,
when he's off injured.
when he's talking from his perspective, because the whole show is narrated by his inner voice. Yeah. Bro, he's fucked in there.
This boy is tap.
He's so tap, but it's so funny to watch because you just think, nah, this
nah, people elite content, man.
They actually think like this motherfucker, bro. He's fucking crazy. And now he's got a kid. So Lord knows, like, what is your thought process?
Who are you kidding like, for now? Like, chill, man. Like, take it easy.
Like, what's the...
Enjoy life, man. You like, won.
Take time. But you already know he's going to be up to bullshit this season.
Nah,
you
for sure, man. Bro. For sure. For sure.
He's never too far from the bullshit.
Nah, that's a fact. Can we think of any more topics?
I ain't got none. I ain't got a lie.
How many minutes are we in?
24 minutes.
You lot might have to hold that, you know.
To watch this podcast. Come like an EP, dog. All right, let's talk music. Okay. Let's give him some music and then we'll leave.
We'll kick, man.
Some album that came
out. Nah, let's talk about something else, man. Let's find something to talk about, bro.
If you can think of something, please.
Yeah, let's talk about. There's been some albums that have come out. So it would have been a week now, but Meek Mill's album come out. I don't know if you guys have listened to it.
Yeah, I listened to it once.
I think it's really good.
Yeah, you know what? It was a bit slow in the beginning.
Yeah, the beginning was a bit of a slog fest.
Oh, was it trying to get through that then?
Yeah, but once it gets going, it's like, nah, he's got some good music on there, man.
He's got some great music.
I'm very impressed by that album, I'll be honest.
I'm going to
have
to give that a spin then.
Very impressed. And it's just, like I was saying to you on the train, like, he comes with so much bells and whistles and just does so much stupid shit. Mm. It actually makes me forget that, he's actually really good at making music.
He's a talented artist, yeah. Very talented artist.
Very good at making music. So he just needs to delete, like, Twitter, delete Instagram and just make music, bro.
There's like a whole thread on dumb shit he's done. I'll never forgive him for eating fries at the poolside. And it's, the fries are soggy.
Wait, what do you mean?
It's where his legs are crossed.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll send it to you. But basically, he's eating fries at the poolside,
yeah.
And it looks like the fries are soggy. That's the only way I can describe it, bro.
His legs look mad crusty, like he didn't cream them.
You know, I'm gonna get some chips, man. I'm gonna get some chips from
McDonald's.
I hear that. I'll join.
That's definitely a shout.
You know what I mean?
We'll get out of it in 10 minutes, man.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, guys.
This is poor from us, but listen.
Now consistency is key. I'm sorry, we're not giving you the usual energy.
I have a topic.
Yes.
Right? We could talk about the series.
Which one?
What if?
The Watch.
Yo, get your ass beat. You watch slavery and you're black.
Man said to watch slavery. He deserves everything.
Do you know who that is? That's Jeff Wright as well.
Hey, he's black. How are you watching slavery and say, oh, I can't intervene, man, yo.
Yeah. And you're black in real life, boy.
Have you seen the latest episode?
Hard.
Oh, yeah.
The one with Ultron.
Yeah, hard. He was cooking.
Hey. Hard.
He, oh my God.
He was shook off, bro.
Yeah.
He said, huh? Man's here.
Yeah.
But he was beefing though. Why was he acting shook? He came through.
When he kept turning into his arm, I was like, yo.
He was fisting man up.
Watch it, do your thing, innit?
Listen, yeah. Man. Good show. Very interesting to see where we'll end up. But
I don't see how they beat him. I just don't see a world where they can actually beat.
Got to trap him somewhere, probably.
That version of Ultron is just too powerful.
Do you reckon we'll see it in like any of the live actions?
Well, unfortunately, they've done Age of Ultron, so I don't see how they... I mean, they can revert back to storylines, but I just don't see it happening.
Because this is all canon, right? This like is technically a part of the
multiverse. Yes, it is. Yeah.
So,
and I think it's meant to mentally prepare people for what's coming, and that is the multiverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, I'm very interested to see where they go with this and the whole idea of the multiverse. But, yo, Ultron, do your thing, man. I was kind of happy to see it.
Yeah.
Because Vision's a dickhead. I'm putting that on wax.
But I do have a sad topic about what if.
Mm-hmm.
What we were talking about yesterday.
That's why I suggest you lay low. The Watch.
So what if?
What if?
Remember yesterday, what if?
What if we never went Chafford on your campus? Went William Edwards.
What now if? We're talking about a specific topic yesterday. So what were we at?
All bar one. Like there was a certain female that was looking at Emmanuel.
Say word.
While she was with a man.
Yeah, while she was with a man, and I was in a situation, I was like, what if? And I thought to myself, I just don't want to entertain it. But it's so appealing.
Respect the union.
The watcher. You know when women say women to women?
Yeah. I'm coming to you man to man.
Man to man. I just didn't want to do it. But it's just like, what if, man?
What if?
What if, dog? That's, mate, I don't know.
Nah, honestly, music, we're not podding.
Thank you, Debbie. We're not funny.
Sorry, guys. It's been one of those weeks, man. We'll be back next week.
And fresh. And you know what? We're looking to get guests on as well. I think we've just been busy with work. Maybe this is like, we just hit a bit of a wall.
We've definitely hit a wall today.
And it was a bad idea to do it after a night out. But now we're here, man. And there's an episode for you to listen to.
It's not bad. It's just that right now, yeah.
We're all mashed up.
I'm gonna listen. I can't wait to hear this episode back because I reckon it's not as bad as we think it is, but we're struggling.
We just ran out of steam.
It's so bad.
Kids, don't go a night out and then try and pod. It's just,
it won't work.
It will not.
We hanging. Hangover part two. This doesn't,
for real. You know what? I can't even cap.
I'm just tired.
Tired. Get me a double quarter pounder with cheese meal large.
Yeah, let's get some McDonald's. I said three choices. Song choices. What are you guys picking this week? I'm gonna pick,
I listened to West Side Gun Side B.
Oh, for God's sake.
He dropped the hard body of work.
Everyday Griselda, you know.
They're releasing every bloody day.
They do part of music every day.
Top by Drake and Smiley.
My choice is The Mantra by Nux.
My choice is Nux. Tweaking featuring Vori on Meek Mill's new album.
Respect
it. Yeah,
respect
so it's
you.
Not really going to be a Griselda.
Some expensive pain.
It is taking a piss, but like, you will hear Griselda. Grrr.
They'll be back, man.
Butch coming.
You know what? By the time this another episode comes out after
they'll
this,
they'll probably put out another album.
Conway's dropping.
Conway the Machine.
Did they ever stop? They must just live in the studio.
They dropped two projects by themselves. Then they drop.
How many people are in Griselda? Three, innit?
Sorry?
How many people are in Griselda?
There's loads of people, but there's three main people.
There was actually isn't it?
Yeah, there was three first, then one dropped out, which was Mac Homie. Then came, what's his name? Benny the Butcher.
Is Baldy a part of them now? He is, isn't he? Or he's been a part of them. Baldy. Yeah. Baldy James.
Yeah.
Yo, God save me, man. I'm going through it.
Alright, until next time. So
episode 108.
Yeah.
We love
Much
you.
Much love. Yeah,
appreciate it, man.
With the hazy voice and whatever.
Bye.
Bye.